Power. Hour. LSU. Boom!
All night long. Yes!
Let's freaking go. A good early Tuesday night show. We do not want to compete with LSU baseball tonight. So we're going a little bit earlier than we normally do. Obviously, baseball first pitch going at around 6. You never know how long these games can last. I might have just gone, who knows? I might go live again later this evening. But the good news, if you are an LSU Tiger fan, is you still get the same me, and you're still going to get me at a gazillion percent. We had a pretty huge Sunday night show. I really appreciate each and every one of you, and I would be remiss before we talk about DeCorian Moore if we did not discuss LSU softball getting it freaking done earlier today, 7-4, and it wasn't just a softball game. It was against number one Texas, okay? Horns down. What's funny about the horns down thing is if you do this in front of a Texas fan, they might melt in front of you. But still, LSU was able to get it done. Anytime you could beat Texas in a sport, it is an absolute glorious feeling, whether it's Joe Burrow, 3rd and 17, whether it's DJ LeMahieu's 9th inning game-tying double, LSU winning the national championship versus the legendary Augie Garrido in the opposite dugout. It is absolutely a good day. Good day to be an LSU Tiger fan. Obviously, a lot of LSU news when it comes to the NFL, as Chance points out, Patrick Queen got paid. Look, it's a Rob appearance. Good to see you. Our resident Derek Stingley Jr. fan club president Pick Six Cards is here. We say hi to Reed and Kedrick. So these are the stories that always get people's juices flowing. All right. A little bit later, we're going to talk about Kim Mulkey. But this is the number one message I've received probably over the last 24 hours from patrons, fan of the channels, all that stuff, okay? Why would DeCorian Moore commit to LSU just to release a top four anyway? It's important to note that this wasn't just a top four, okay? This was him saying, these are the only four schools I'm looking at, okay? One, I believe, was Texas. The other, I believe, was Oregon. And the other, I'm drawing a blank. But I'm mostly focused on just LSU. Folks, this will be the fourth highest-ranked wide receiver we have ever landed. And he's not in the state of Louisiana, right? This is an out-of-state guy, so it is a little bit different. And he does play wide receiver. This is a different situation than, let's say, Bryce Underwood, because quarterbacks have to commit earlier than basically anyone else. So for me, when it comes to DeCorian Moore, of course he's going to do this, right? You only help yourself when it comes to your leverage, all right? You obviously can demand more. You could see what the other schools have to offer. That is part of being a high school recruit, is getting to visit all these other fancy campuses and see if you like what you see, right? Who wouldn't want to go play wide receiver at Ohio State? Who wouldn't be interested in Oregon? Obviously, I think LSU is where you should go. Because LSU does produce the best wide receivers. They will have two more first-round wide receivers selected. They would have had one last year if he could have stayed on the straight and narrow and never got hurt. It is without reasonable doubt that LSU is the place to go if you want to be a wide receiver and developed for the next level. I understand Texas is going to have two relatively high wide receivers selected, but one of those was a transfer. You're not going to be a transfer. You're coming in, you know, right out of high school. I do think he is going to pick LSU. I really do. You know, I remember obviously my dear friend Blake Ravino doing his opening press conference where he announced that he was going to LSU as decision day. You know, he's a can't miss 5-star receiver that knows every school in the country wants him. Okay. So I am not at all shocked that he is in a position where he could go basically anywhere he wants to go. So he's just using his leverage, and he has every power, or he has every right to do that. So I get it. I get it from his vantage point. If I was an out-of-stater committing to another school, I could see myself doing the same thing. But I do think he'll end up playing at LSU because, well, he's a reason why we got Bryce Underwood, right? He has a friendship with Bryce Underwood, and obviously Bryce is very excited that he'll be throwing him passes at LSU. So I believe DeCorian Moore will go to LSU, and I do believe this list was more so him telling America to quit blowing his phone up. It could just be that. It could just be him saying, yeah, everyone, I don't want to hear from you anymore. I just want these four schools to come after me. So best of luck to him. I do think he picks LSU. Now, we get to the most interesting person on LSU's campus right now, and that's Kim Mulkey, right? At this point, we have discussed at length LSU women's basketball. I love this time of season where our focus does shift some from our main focus, which is LSU football, right? I think LSU women's basketball is in some trouble. Obviously, they're pretty firmly, well, at least it looks to be, they're pretty firm on the number two overall, number two overall recruiting class. They're pretty firm as a two seed on the two line for the NCAA tournament. I thought the South Carolina effort was very in there. LSU won somewhat comfortably. It was still a close game, but they won comfortably. And honestly, I'm just going to tell you from an objective standpoint, I thought South Carolina was going to blow us out. I really do think so. There's a lot of reasons as to why. We didn't have Poa. We were very thin. They were a lot better rested. Remember, they played earlier in the day on Saturday, and it was an early Sunday game, which still pisses me off that they do that. But and they're just a deeper team. I thought, you know, midway through that third quarter, they were going to run away. But the fact that we were able to stick with them, yeah, we came up short, but we were the more banged up than our team. That might not be the case in March Madness, where both teams will be a lot more well-rested. So I thought that was one of Kim's better coach games on the season, even though we fell short, because all signs pointed to that starting to get away from us, but it didn't. You know, we had Flage and Angel and Morrow step up, and it was a very fun back and forth game. And look, I understand we've still not beaten South Carolina yet. Trust me when I say this, the NCAA tournament knows what they're doing. They are not going to put LSU and South Carolina on the same side of the bracket. They are also not going to put LSU and Caitlin Clark on the same side of the bracket. So more than likely, you know, Stanford and USC and other few elite teams will be on our side of the bracket. But that's just me speculating. I am not Joe Lenardi of bracketology. So there you go. Now, next thing I want to get into here is the LSU baseball game tonight versus North Dakota State. I'll be really brief because a lot of you will listen to my show after the fact. Not worried in the least bit about these games, even if we lose both of them. I am more worried about the upcoming SEC series versus Mississippi State. Okay, so coming up, I'm going to give you one other bit of recruiting news, but first...
PHL Nation. Oh, yeah, baby. You know about Louisiana Controls. They've been showing us love throughout this college football season, and I'm looking for you to do the same when it comes to your energy management commercial HVAC needs. It is all with our buddies who have been doing this for over 40 years. Yes, that is four decades. You know this Louisiana weather gets crazy. Go to LouisianaControls.com or call 225-924-4990, baby. Let's go.
All right, so tomorrow morning on Patreon, we will have a brand new breakdown of a very intriguing recruit who made a visit this weekend. I'll let it be a surprise for our patrons in the morning. I've been working on this in the background for a good little bit. So sign up now, patreon.com/LSU football. You sign up, you get a Joe Burrow card in the mail from yours truly. And guess what? If you sign up, I will send you an Xavier Debo Atkins autographed 8x11 here, or first $20 super chat gets this Debo Atkins photo. It goes to you. My wife almost cut her finger off, so we got a ER bill we got to pay coming up. So there you go. But yeah, be on the lookout tomorrow, patreon.com/LSU football. You should join. And guess what? You get access to our Discord, where we have not one but two LSU softball experts in there. So there you go. Also, let me know if you guys like me going live earlier. I like going live earlier. It does make it a little bit easier. I do get to go to bed earlier. Have started a new workout routine in the morning. So my life gets so much easier going live during the day. And I love a good tight hour live stream. Okay. I feel like everyone is just a little bit more refreshed. And of course, we got our East Coast viewers where it's not too late. Some of our very young and very old viewers, okay? And our viewers in the Philippines, okay? Now, next thing. This is a topic where I'm not an expert, but I do know someone that has been in the know on this LSU PMAC River Center situation, okay? This is all I will say on this, okay? And this is it, all right? The PMAC needs to be remodeled. I don't know the best way to do it. I don't know how exactly it would look or anything of that nature, all right? And I understand that there are some of you watching this saying, hey, can we fix our football stadium first? We got all these things coming to the football stadium next year for the 100-year anniversary. The PMAC needs to be remodeled, all right? And I say this as someone who's been to another SEC arena in the past year. I've not been to many, so I'm not the foremost expert on this. It would obviously be better if I got someone like Tom Hart along those lines to give us his opinion on this because, you know, he's a play-by-play maestro. But I'll be honest. There needed to be something done about the PMAC. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you how all the money is going to work out and if we can get bigger acts to Baton Rouge or along the entertainment line of thinking there. But, you know, I was able to go to a basketball game in the PMAC this year. I was able to go to a basketball game at another SEC stadium. Now, the opponent heavily affected the situation, right? You had LSU basketball, and they were playing Nichols, and Arkansas basketball was playing Duke. Ironically, I sat around the same area for both games. All right. I've been to the PMAC way more than I've been to Bud Walton, probably at like a 25-1 ratio. We could do better when it comes to the basketball arena. And if you have a Hall of Fame coach in Kim Mulkey, you've got to capitalize on this. Now, I understand there is a big debate going on amongst college administrators. I'll give you a little behind the scenes on this as well, as far as how money is even distributed now in this day and age in college athletics. There is a lot of pause, not necessarily at LSU, but at other universities, trying to figure out what even the future of all of this is even going to look like. And that's where it gets a little nerve-wracking when you're getting ready to start a new project such as this. Let me tell you this, as this was one of the bigger points that I made last week. LSU football got redonkulously lucky when they built their locker room, okay? You can, and I have never walked into this LSU locker room. I've never walked into the remodeled locker room, okay? But if you do, all right, it still looks like that thing was built last year. This thing was built in 2019. It still looks so freaking new. It looks something more like on Star Trek than on like just a football locker room. I have become a pretty big Cincinnati Bengals supporter because of Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. That's the main reason. So I guess I can't really call myself a Bengals fan. I have seen their locker room. It's just not even comparable. And that's an NFL team. Okay. The fact that they built that thing before, you know, this whole facilities versus NIL debate, it just came at the absolute right time. Okay. It really, really, really did. So it's tough. It's a tough discussion. This has been something that has been brewing behind the scenes. I'll tell you this, from from behind the scenes, it's not been very it's not been smooth. I'll put it at that, right? Because there's just a lot to it. Like, what's going to happen to the River Center and so on and so on. So that kind of stuff is not my expertise. I will tell you though, they need to do something with the PMAC. It could be better. It could definitely be better. Now, as far as spring football is concerned, obviously, you know, there's no really open practice dates. That's why I've not done another spring practice video. Our spring practice video, our first one, really crushed. And I appreciate all of you watching and sharing our content. It's crazy I get to do this. And the only way I get to do this is when you share it, when you like it. You really only make like a decent amount of money if your video gets 10K views or more. Live streams are a little bit different, but you know, I don't take it for granted. I really, really, really don't. I appreciate you guys supporting me on the SEC channel. You've watched some of my spring videos I've done on some of the other teams. So thank you. I really, really, really do appreciate that. I also appreciate your support on Power Hour NFL. But I'll tell you this about spring football. I have paused a little bit, just a little bit, on my excitement when it comes to listening to things coming from spring, right? Of course, I get excited when I hear Jordan Gilbert has had some good moments in spring football, because I am like you. You're so desperate to see a safety step up, especially one from Baton Rouge, to bring DBU back to its reign, right? But everything for me is going to be a cautious approach. Everything when it comes to hearing anything from spring football. But I'll share with you a few things. Obviously, the Jordan Gilbert thing that I just shared here. Obviously, Garrett Nussmeier's looked amazing. That's not really a shocker. Garrett Nussmeier's had plenty of times where he's taken over practices. I mean, he's just a really pure thrower of the football. And especially, you know, you got to factor in that the practice aspect of all of this helps out Garrett because, you know, if you're a quarterback and running is a big part of your game, you're just not really going to run as much as you would in a game in practice because, you know, as a quarterback, you can't get hit, right? No, Garrett's not a runner. You know, the throwing aspect of his game is very aesthetically pleasing. And with clean pockets, no pressure, and him able to, you know, pinpoint passes the way that he's able to, it's amazing. So the fact that Garrett has looked dominant is not really a shocker. I do think the Ricky Collins, AJ Swan stuff is interesting. I really, really, really do. I've seen Ricky and drills go with the twos. I've seen AJ Swan in the hurry up walkthrough portion roll with the twos. I'm loving this. I'm loving this battle. Of course, there is a piece of me that really wants Ricky to beat him out, but that's going to be really hard versus a guy who has as much experience as AJ Swan. But we'll see. Scotty B says Kim Mulkey will be retired by the time it's open. Lance says, I agree, bro. Football will always make the money, but need to fix the PMAC bad. Yeah. And look, this is coming from a guy who goes to the football stadium probably more than he goes to the PMAC. You know, the relationship of basketball in the state of Louisiana is always going to be very fascinating, right? You know, obviously the Kim Mulkey thing is probably the biggest thing that's happened to basketball since Shaq, honestly. And that's obviously great. And, you know, LSU men's between then, Coach John Brady took the team to a Final Four. That's obviously awesome. But, you know, LSU basketball is on a completely different level. Could you imagine what it'd be like if Will Wade was able to maintain this job at LSU? I don't know. Like, are you a super diehard basketball fan? I am. I really am. I'm a fan of the Pelicans. I'm a fan of the NBA. I'm a fan of LSU's basketball teams, obviously. I prefer watching basketball over baseball. I'll tune in, obviously, here in just a few moments for LSU baseball. But I don't religiously watch every pitch of every game of LSU baseball. Some of you do. And honestly, I commend you for that because there are just so many games. And it's wild. It's absolutely wild. And I actually just made a mistake. No. I am correct. All right. I got the North Dakota State logo mixed up with the Southeastern logo. At first glance, they look like the same. I was like, wait, are they playing tomorrow? No, it is tonight, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central. But yeah, you know, I love basketball. I do think facility upgrades would help in a major way. I really do think so as far as a fan experience. Okay. So there you go. Now, I've touched on everything that I wanted to touch on LSU related. Okay. I know some of you want to talk about the NFL. Damian Lewis, shout out to him, got paid today. It is interesting that not one, but two of the LSU offensive linemen on that Joe Moore Award LSU offensive line just got generational amounts of money. Like, we're talking about an SHT generational amount of money. Lloyd Cushenberry just became the highest paid center to ever play football. Okay? Not in terms of career salary, but he just signed the best contract ever. All right. I will touch on this from Tyler. Tyler, I love your Venmo trivia questions. I've been missing those, and it's good to have you. Tyler, a big part of PHL. Actually, Tyler was the initial president of the Garrett Nussmeier fan club. He was the driver of the Nuss Bus, if we're being honest. Okay. Justin Jefferson going to Cincinnati. Okay. Rumors. That's all they are. Okay. So let me give you a little background on the NFL. Okay. If you got a chance to max out your total dollars, you need to do it. You just do. Okay. And Cincinnati would have to give up a metric F ton to get Justin Jefferson to Cincinnati. It would take trading T. Higgins and multiple first round picks for that to happen. I would guess at least a first here and a first the next season. Cincinnati's got so many holes on that team, right? They're always offensive lined, not deep enough. I know they signed Mike Gesicki, but he's not a true tight end. I still think they need a true tight end coming from his draft. They just signed Zach Moss. They need to probably get another running back to go along with Chase Brown. I could see it happen. Obviously, Justin would love to make it work, teaming up with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. There's a lot of marketing opportunities that come along with that as well. But, y'all, even if you look at some of these marketing deals, it does not come close to how much you make just in raw guaranteed salary, right? It's insane how much more you can make. And you know, I look at Justin Jefferson. He's going to want to max out. All right. Whoever's going to make him the highest paid receiver in NFL history is where he's going to go. And I would do the same thing. Okay. I would do the same thing. That's why, like last week with Calvin Ridley, you know, you had heard, well, you know, he's a latter part of his career. He's going to go to the Chiefs and go win a Super Bowl. F that. That's not how that works. I mean, this guy missed out on basically a full year worth of salary. He's going to go to wherever pays him the most. All right. Tyreek Hill could have stayed in Cincy. Miami was ready to drop the bag, and it was a good move. It was a really good move for Miami, a brutal move for the Chiefs, but the Chiefs were still able to overcome and win two Super Bowls. So, you know, I had this debate yesterday on the Power Hour NFL show. If I was Minnesota, okay, we just got another LSU player, breaking news. Danielle Hunter is going to the Houston Texans, 2 years, $50 million deal. Y'all, this offseason for LSU players, not even the superstars, has been very fruitful. Cushenberry, Danielle Hunter, crazy. Damian Lewis, crazy. Okay. You know, they pay Grant Delpit during the season. Patrick Queen today got taken care of. If DeCorian Moore's watching this, I don't see Texas free agents having this kind of run. I don't see it. Okay. And you're a five-star. Okay. Let me share this once again, because I want to get into some LSU softball. Shout out Taylor Pleasance and the LSU softball team, 7-4, Beth Arena. I understand no one's good. LSU can go undefeated, but if they don't win the World Series, if they go 2-barbecue in the College World Series, nobody's going to care, which is stupid. What Beth Arena is doing this year is absurd. It's absolutely absurd. But before we get to that, You know, I cannot state this enough. Go to LSU and get generationally wealthy. Look, I would love to see if any school in the history of the NFL had a run of 5 consecutive years where a bottom 3 player in a recruiting class made $15 million or more in NFL salary. That happened 5 consecutive years at LSU. Duke Riley, Russell Gage, Foster Moreau, Lloyd Cushenberry, Justin Jefferson. These are the 3 stars. These are the 3 stars, y'all. So, DeCorian Moore, you're a 5 star. And yes, I know, not all 3 stars make it to the NFL. Not all 5 stars make it to the NFL. But it is unreal. It is unreal how many of these LSU diamonds in a rough make money. Cordell Flott, Jay Ward. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Yeah, I'm so blown away by Taylor Pleasance. I really am. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm a softball expert. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I've watched every second of every game. I wasn't able to watch a good chunk of the Texas game earlier because of obligations. She is so good, though. I mean, that double play versus Kentucky was so crazy. So good for her. Good for LSU softball. And as unfair as it is to Beth Tarina, she kind of needs to win the World Series now. Right? This is the team. This is it. Okay? Now, if she doesn't, it doesn't mean that this whole season is a failure. But fans want the ring. They do. They do. But I say this, you know, as far as like LSU softball is concerned, whoever you are watching this, whether you're young or you're old, you are very lucky that you are living in the best 5-year run that LSU athletics will ever have. Okay? It will be near impossible to ever beat what has happened from 2019 to what has happened now. It's going to be near impossible, okay? You know, starting with 2019. And this includes a global pandemic in the early stages of this. 2 Heisman Trophy winners, a national championship, 2 SEC West titles in football. It's insane. Abso-freaking-lutely insane that this has happened. And then, you know, men's basketball, obviously lots of controversy mixed in there, what could have been. LSU women's basketball, the most iconic national championship ever. LSU gymnastics, some of which NIL, but, you know, honestly, they've been to the Final 4 in gymnastics, or the Super 6, excuse me. LSU baseball with Jay Johnson. Track and field, still track and fielding. And as crazy as it sounds, I know I'm missing something. We are very blessed. We are very blessed to live in this era. And whether you're old and you're in your 80s or your 70s, 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, it doesn't matter. You will never see this again, okay? You'll never see it. Now, and not only 2 Heisman winners, the 2 statistically best Heisman Trophy winners we have ever seen. Oh, we got sis?
We're home.
We got sissy? Oh, look at your jump pants. Are you wearing
the
green?
You didn't see my outfit today?
I didn't see your outfit. You need a green pants.
I did.
Diddle haven't been on in a while. Diddle hadn't been home in a while.
Oh, God. What did I tell you earlier? Correct?
Taylor Pleasance. Oh, Todd, you're shooting your shot. Not at you.
Oh.
He knows better. Ty knows better. Ty has jinxed a Pelicans game. And now he's like, Taylor Blitz.
I'm kidding, Ty. She's pretty. Okay. Yeah, Sherry, look, you're not the only one, and I know I will take your opinion on this more than most because you do watch a lot of softball. I can't sit here and give you like thorough breakdowns of how every year LSU just can't get it done in the postseason. But, you know, I have a very radical I have a very radical opinion on that. It's a little bit different. I believe postseason success is one of the most overrated things that we value in American sports. But I do agree with you that with Tarina going to so many World Series and now having an undefeated team, you've got to get at least one, right? You've got to get one ring when you've been in a place over a decade, okay? But, you know, the biggest litmus test to this is the Florida State baseball program, okay? And speaking of Florida State baseball, how about Jameis Winston going to the Browns, all right? But, of course, Jameis Winston, a former Florida State baseball player. You know, I think about the Mike Martin thing. So Mike Martin obviously tragically died, a few months ago. He's arguably, top 5, 10 college baseball coach of all time. It's like Skip Bertman or Augie Garrido. You can argue whichever one. I'm going to pick. But, you know, Garrido, Cal State Fullerton in Texas. I've shared how much I love Augie Garrido on this program. But it's worn down forever. But Mike Martin went to 17 College World Series. 17. And he never won one of them. I still don't know how that happens. I don't know how you go to 17 College World Series and you don't win one of them. And what's funny is I've asked a few Florida State fans this. I was like, would you trade all 16 of the other College World Series if it meant that you won one? And the answer to that is oftentimes, give me the one. And I'm like, wait, what? Give me the one? You would take, let me ask you this. So what, Beth Tarina's been to 3 College World Series, I believe. Now, it's been a while. I think it's been, at least 5 years since she's been. So what would you say? Yeah, type 1 for 1. Type 17 for 17. I should have done something a little bit more opposite. Would you take one national championship or would you take 17 College World Series appearances? Now, mind you, you're only winning one national championship. You're not going to Omaha again at all. Okay? And that blows my mind. I would take the 17 any day of the week. I would take the 17 any day of the week. It blows my mind that people think that way. The one. Because exactly. Okay. Then, perfect example. Are you, let me think of a college football example. Is Gene Chizik a better coach
than Bill Snyder. Actually, Bill Snyder is probably not the best example. Or, okay, let's use this. Okay. Is Gene Chizik a better coach than Brian Kelly? Would you take Gene Chizik's career over Brian Kelly's career? See, it's not close. I think I'm taking 17 college World Series. That's why I'm a little bit more, you know, forgiving of Beth Tarina. Like, it's like the same thing with like Rick Barnes. When they fired Rick Barnes at Texas, all right, Tennessee was like, holy, we need to go get this guy. And Rick Barnes is, if you were to start an SEC basketball program today, he might be the first coach. I'm serious. Like, he might be the best coach in the SEC, and that's with Coach Cal, that's with Bruce Pearl, that's with everyone, Chris Beard. Right? I mean, Rick Barnes is a tough SOB, but he doesn't. So that's why, you know, I don't. Like, obviously, LSU is not going. Let's just say Beth Tarina doesn't make it to the College World Series. They're not going to get rid of her. It's still insane that Mike Martin went to 17 College World Series. You know how freaking hard that is? I'm trying to think if it's harder to go to 17 College World Series or go to 10 College World Series and not win one, right? Like, that is just crazy that they never actually got it done. Exactly. Would you rather be Nick Foles or Dan Marino? Big Al says, what looks better on your resume, an Addy or runner-up? That's a good point. You know, I'll tell you this. Gene Chizik and Ed Orgeron, for the rest of their life, they got nice buyout money. Obviously, Gene Chizik, you know, came back to coaching. Ed Orgeron will eventually. Gene Chizik wasn't that great as a defensive coordinator in North Carolina. But Gene Chizik and Ed Orgeron will have speaker appearances. And, you know, when Ed Orgeron decides he wants to do broadcasting, he'll get a blank check. He will get a blank check and decide to go wherever the hell he wants to go. So there you go. Yeah, but you shouldn't think like that, right? The goal is, you know, at the beginning of the season, a lot of players say we want to go to Omaha. They don't necessarily say we want to win the World Series. Now, of course, they want to win the whole thing. That's the main ultimate goal. But going to Omaha is a big freaking deal, right? It's hard, though. I mean, it's hard to win a national championship in anything, right? Like, I don't know. Is if Jim Boeheim never had Carmelo Anthony, would we view him differently? It's crazy. If Coach Izzo didn't have Mateen Cleaves and Mo Pete, would we view them differently? I mean, how much does one national championship really move the needle for a coach's career? I just don't think it really does. It does, like, in, like, regular, like, life, obviously. But it just doesn't – like, for instance, like, I I think Brian Kelly is a better coach than a lot of coaches who have only won one national championship, right? So exactly, Chance. Now, ironically, Gonzaga's down a little bit this year, but down for them is like 5 or 6 losses. So here we go. Now, in the next 5 to 10 minutes, we'll answer as many questions as we possibly can. If not, will Super Chat keep this thing going? I don't mind going a little bit into the baseball game. So there you go. First $20 Super Chat, we'll get an Xavier Debo Atkins autographed photo. First $10 Super Chat, we'll get a Dwayne Bowe autographed card. We were close to a hundo in Super just this past weekend. And this Dwayne Debo card, I love the way he signs. Debo card will go to you. Yeah, it's true. It is, football and baseball are different. That's a good point, Jerry. The Bills went to 4 straight Super Bowls and lost. Now, you know, I always save some, like, topics for the back pocket here. Big W for Jaden Daniels fans out there. Okay? Big, big, big W that he is not going to the Falcons. Okay. You know, I honestly, for Jaden's sake, that would have been a good landing spot. But for our fandom, that would have been tough. That would have been really, 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 really tough to swallow. Okay. You know, I don't think Jaden is getting outside the top 5. There's still that's, I'm still going back to what I was told from the get-go. Do not be shocked if McCarthy goes as the number 2 QB in this draft or ahead of Jaden Daniels or even ahead of Drake May. I honestly thought Drake May was going to be locked into that number 2 slot, and Jaden has surpassed him in most mocks. But it is a good week if you're a Saints fan, because you don't want to be rooting against an LSU legend. And part of, you know, my Saints fandom is tough because I do have an affinity for the LSU players that go to the NFL. Like with the Falcons, look, you know, the Falcons, Todd McClure is a legend with the Falcons. He spent his whole career there. That guy is as Baton Rouge as it gets. Now, do you think he wanted to probably spend his whole career to play with the team that is the rival of the New Orleans Saints? I'm sure he loved Atlanta. Atlanta's a good city. But man, that's tough. It's tough, right? So, you know, it's part of why, like, my super fandom of any NFL team has kind of waned, because my LSU fandom is so high, and I want every LSU football player to succeed in the NFL. Just because I see my YouTube analytics, I see that people just don't care as much. I can do a 20-minute tirade on how good Arden Key's NFL career has been, and my views will go down. And we get another deal for an LSU player. Jalen Mills to the Giants. Okay. So there you go. Jalen Mills going to the Giants. That's good. That's not a far move for his family. Obviously, him being in New England, he spent his whole career in the Northeast. Obviously, winning a Super Bowl with the Eagles. And speaking of underrated NFL careers, Jalen Mills might be the most underrated NFL career guy, right? He's just been on a bad team. He's been on these non-Brady Patriot teams. But if you actually go look at his playoff run when they won the Super Bowl, he had big plays versus Julio Jones in that playoff run. He had big plays in that Super Bowl versus Tom Brady. Now, Brady to go for 500. But, you know, I try my best to keep up with the LSU players. And it's kind of ridiculous. So we're still trying to figure out where Patrick Peterson's going to go. Something else that's also ridiculous, you look historically, there are so many great LSU defensive back performances in Super Bowls, and there's also some really, really bad ones too, which we will not discuss here. One does come to mind that was tough. But, you know, I think about Corey Webster going up against Randy Moss in the Super Bowl. Undefeated season on the line for the Patriots. C. Webb was that guy. Okay. Marcus May has been terminated at the Saints. We didn't even get into Saban's debate
on Congress today.
Nick, it's a little rich. Okay. This is one of those situations where it feels like it's better for me to pick one side or the other, but I see both sides of it. I see what he's saying. Is this generation, a little entitled? Yeah, of course. But you know, to use his wife and all that stuff, it's a lot, right? You got to understand that no matter how you look at it, it comes off as, well, Nick's just mad now that the players are asking for money, right? Because, you know, it's not so much that this has been happening forever. It's just a lot more upfront now. There's not as much behind the scenes stack of Benjamins in a McDonald's bag kind of things now.
Okay.
All right, I'll give you a chance here. Not to contradict, but 2004-2000 might be the greatest 5 years ever. Natties in football, baseball, track, men and women Final Fours, and softball made the World Series. That's true, and you can make a case. Could we Yeah, the men's Final Four might put this over the top. So you might be right. I will say this, though, Chance, that those teams that you listed just aren't nearly as memorable as the teams that have won over these past couple seasons, right? Like 2019 LSU, most iconic college football team arguably ever. LSU women's basketball, Angel Reese, most iconic women's basketball moment maybe ever. I don't want to get USC fans saying, well, what about Cheryl Miller and all that? Let's go to Sway. Why are we talking about Moore slimming his list down if he's already committed to us? Because it's newsworthy. I mean, this is, once again, one of the best recruits in LSU history, right? Like, Bryce Underwood's the number one recruit ever at LSU when he signs. DeCorian Moore would be top five receivers ever, just in terms of recruiting ranking. So it signals that he's slimming down his contact list here. So, you know, basically, if he was saying that his recruitment was totally shut down, then he would say, I'm shutting everything down, right? But he's still locked in LSU, okay? He's still committed to LSU, all right? But it is clear that there are four schools that he will only contact and be in contact with from this point forward. Crap, I zoomed this thing in. Dude, I hate it when this happens. Oh, man. All right. Okay. Oh, man. This can get crazy. Let's do this. I want to get to a few more questions. But first,
PHL Nation. Oh, yeah, baby. You know about Louisiana Controls. They've been showing us love throughout this college football season, and I'm looking for you to do the same when it comes to your energy management commercial HVAC needs. It is all with our buddies who have been doing this for over 40 years. Yes, that is four decades. You know this Louisiana weather gets crazy. Go to LouisianaControls.com or call 225-924-4990, baby. Let's go.
All right, so I can't see your comments. Dude, this drives me insane. Okay. Let me see if I do this. There we go. Now I can see it. I'm sorry about that. If you're committed, isn't that the intent of saying you're done being recruited? Not necessarily, Pat. I mean, I'm sorry. I just tanked all our viewers. It's not being signed. It's a completely different thing. He also was the number one performer at the Under Armour Next Camp. Man, he ran some of these drills better than some of these guys at the combine. Okay. Like, I'll show you this really quickly. Five-star wide receiver DeCorian Moore tells 247 he's down to four schools and shutting down communication with others. So there you go. But this is him doing the gauntlet drill. There you go. I don't mean to do that. That's insane. So I don't even know what happened. What a freaking day. I will never, ever, ever take YouTube for granted. You can't compare the popularity of Carter's social media change the game. Oh, from the two eras? Well, yeah, I mean, sure. And obviously there's going to be more recency bias. But I think even 10 years from now, everyone will agree that 2019 LSU is one of the best teams of all time. There might be another one that might be one of these Kirby Georgia teams. But yeah, you know, I think 15, 20, even 50 years from now, people will still talk about 2019 LSU the way that they do. And they'll still talk about Angel Reese the way that they do now. They'll talk about Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, and this. Like, I just really think it was that big of a moment. Not LSU colored glasses on at all. It's just, you know, exactly. That's all he was doing. Okay. You know, you take a look at most LSU players that have gone to LSU, even ones that do commit earlier in the process, a good number of them don't shut down their options. Okay. It's also a lot harder for an out-of-state kid to not do that, right? It just is. A true chance. I will also say this, though. All right. 2017, the only two-loss national champion. Okay. That will probably always be my favorite team. Okay. I was a freshman at LSU, so it's that will always, I'll just say it will probably be my favorite team. The 2017. But, you know, I think if Vegas was handicapping, you know, games, I think 2011 LSU would probably be a 3.5-4 point favorite over 07 LSU. If we look at something like SP Plus or something like that, 2019 LSU would probably be 9 point favorites over 07 LSU. Is that too many? I don't know. Is that too many? Here's a weird one. If I wasn't an LSU fan, who would I root for in college football? I'll give it to you. Chaos. That's what I root for. I don't really have, like, just any other teams that, like, I see myself just, like, pulling for in college football. I'm a little bit more like that in the NFL where I like, you know, I liked Terrell Davis and the Broncos because I was so little and I would always do the TD stuff. But, you know, college sports, baby. Obviously, my answer to that, Pegasus, will be wherever my kid commits to, because my kid is going to be a five-star. Oh, Pegasus? Oh, my God. I might block you for this. USC or Texas? Really? That 05 national championship had that big of an influence on you? Jordan bringing up the barbershop. Okay. Paul, I see you with the Falcons comment. I see you. I see you. So there you go. Now I'm going to go watch some LSU baseball. I think a lot of you will as well. LSU already losing to North Dakota State. Midweek games. Don't care about them. We don't have a top super chatter tonight. That stings. But tomorrow we will. I'm feeling it in my bones. Okay? Thanks to all our supporters of PHO. Please go watch our practice report. Please go sign up for the Patreon. We'll have a new quarterback breakdown tomorrow. You don't want to miss it, okay? It is Power Hour LSU. Boom! And tonight we're doing chicken quesadillas. Let's go. Let's go.